Deuteronomy chapter 33. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the Israelites before his death. He said, The Lord came from Sinai, and dawned from Seir upon us. He shone forth from Mount Paran. With him were myriads of holy ones, at his right a host of his own. Indeed, O favorite among peoples, all his holy ones were in your charge. They marched at your heels, accepted direction from you. Moses charged us with the law as a possession for the assembly of Jacob. There arose a king in Jeshurun, when the leaders of the people assembled the united tribes of Israel. May Reuben live and not die out, even though his numbers are few. And this he said to Judah, O Lord, give heed to Judah, and bring him to his people, strengthen his hands for him, and be a help against his adversaries. And of Levi he said, Give to Levi your Thummim and your Urim, to your loyal one whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and mother, I regard them not. He ignored his kin, and did not acknowledge his children, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. They teach Jacob your ordinances, and Israel your law. They place incense before you, and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Crush the loins of his adversaries, of those that hate him, so that they do not rise again. Of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord rests in safety. The high God surrounds him all day long. The beloved rests between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed by the Lord be his hand, with the choice gifts of heaven above and of the deep that lies beneath, with the choice fruits of the sun and the rich yield of the months, with the finest produce of the ancient mountains and the abundance of the everlasting hills, with the choice gifts of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of the one who dwells on Sinai. Let these come on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. A firstborn bull, majesty is his. His horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he gores the peoples, driving them to the ends of the earth. Such are the myriads of Ephraim, such the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar, in your tents. They call peoples to the mountain, there they offer the right sacrifices, for they suck the affluence of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be the enlargement of Gad. Gad lives like a lion. He tears at arm and scalp. He chose the best for himself, for there a commander's allotment was reserved. He came at the head of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances for Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, sated with favor, full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Most blessed of sons be Asher, may he be the favorite of his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. Your bars are iron and bronze, and as your days so is your strength. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the heavens to your help, majestic through the skies.
He subdues the ancient gods, shatters the forces of old. He drove out the enemy before you, and said, Destroy.
So Israel lives in safety, untroubled is Jacob's abode in a land of grain and wine, where the heavens drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemies shall come fawning to you, and you shall tread on their backs.
Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants and his entire land, and for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west, shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, Pass through the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you are to cross over the Jordan, to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. To the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, Remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God is providing you a place of rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the warriors among you shall cross over, armed before your kindred, and shall help them, until the Lord gives rest to your kindred as well as to you, and they too take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to your own land and take possession of it, the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan to the east. They answered Joshua, All that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your orders and disobeys your words, whatever you command, shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.